Wake up in the morning feeling like I'm gonna have a good day. To a feel good fry.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. The date is June 6th, the year 2025. And Logan.
Yeah.
We're done with getting these gold nuggets of tennis content.
Correct.
From you. Very sad. If you're new around here, or maybe you just haven't caught any breaks where we're talking about it, for the past 8 weeks?
Yeah, a little over 2 months.
A little over 2 months. Logan has been the coach for the girls' high school tennis team at Dover High. Go Green Wave.
Fear the tsunami. Hashtag fear the tsunami. That's what
Stop
they say.
It.
That's what they say.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing that? I would be saying that all season and making merch.
You know what's crazy is that they've been like posting that and saying that, and like I never picked up on it until like the last week. I was like, hey, what are you saying about the tsunami?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like what they say. And I was like, well, great to know.
Is that what a green wave is like associated with a tsunami?
I guess.
I don't know a lot about natural disasters.
I would say that green wave is a little threatening, but a tsunami. Never forget.
Fear the tsunami.
I love it.
So you're going to miss your tsunami sisters.
I'm going to miss the team. Yeah, we have our team banquet tonight, which... I mean, I have no issue public speaking.
Yeah.
But I struggled. I wrote down, here's where I struggled. I wrote down a memory or something specific about every single player. And so when I call them up for their award, you know, whether it's a junior varsity or JV certificate or a varsity plaque, whatever the heck they get, I wrote something about every single player. And I'll tell you what, I could have done that for hours and hours and hours. For the past few nights, I've had to like edit it because I can say so much about each individual player.
Isn't that crazy how much content and how much you get to know a team, but in just 2 months?
Yeah. I mean, you spend a few hours every single day for 2 months. You're going to get to know people pretty quick.
And you're going to have inside jokes and you're going to have your things.
So that was easy. And then, you know, the part that I struggled with is like, basically, outside of that part of the speech, the intro, the outro,
mm-hmm.
because there's just been so much in the season that I've learned as a first-time coach that I don't know, you know, what to bore them with, you know. But I'm really focusing, again, on those individual things for every individual player, just because I think that it's going to go a long way for them to know that I processed and took in that moment where, you know, this player had her first win or this player really figured out how to do this. So I think that'll be good.
Because they'll remember that, and it's cool to hear that you remember it too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited.
How long are you going to be up there on that podium?
Dude, my speech, not even double spaced, is like 6 pages.
Logan.
That's because I'm talking about every player.
You're being
so
long-winded?
Much.
Are you like that best man that everyone's like, is he still talking?
I don't know. I have no clue. I also don't know what to expect because, like, I know at in high school, we would get, like, gag gifts for all the coaches and all the players.
Fun.
Like, I don't know what's coming their way. I'm going to have a better update for you come Monday.
Okay, I'm excited.
To see if the girls, because, like, the captains give speeches. I don't know what they're going to be roasting me about. What if they roast me a little bit in a speech?
Are they going to, like, throw stuff at you, like tomatoes or a pie or something?
These are the things that I'm going to update you on Monday about.
Oh, now I'm giddy about it. Yeah. Now I wish I could crash, but I'll be at a bachelorette, as you know.
That'll be more fun.
maybe. All right, speaking of fun, yesterday was fun. A little stroll down memory lane, but for your ear holes, the sounds that this generation will never hear. That was a fun convo we had yesterday. We're going to replay some of our favorite moments from that in less than 10. Thank you for being here on 97.5 WOKQ. Your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. Just want to apologize. I woke up sounding a little raspy.
It's a little better already.
And a little mannish.
No.
And, yeah, I don't know what it's about. I don't typically have allergies, but when I started talking to Logan this morning, he's like, oh, do you feel terrible? You sound terrible.
I did say that. All that's true.
Yeah. But the more water I drink, the better I feel. So, yes, thank you for asking. No one asked. Okay, so Logan and I want to take a little stroll down memory lane and talk about the sounds that this generation, the one growing up right now, they're never going to hear these sounds unless, of course, they look it up on YouTube. And for me, the first one that comes to mind, and Logan, was AOL before, like America Online, a little before your time?
No, I was in the thick of it, but I had strict parents. I was an anti-AOL MySpace. I had monitoring going on in my crib. I didn't know their sister.
In my crib.
I didn't know their sister. So they were, once she became a teenager, they were like watching down on me pretty good.
Okay, fair enough. But either way, when you went to a friend's house, you know that sound of the AOL dial-up.
Yeah.
Should we take a stroll down memory? This is a positive sound for me. I know it's really unpleasant, but
unpleasant.
No,
right.
It's about to get good. Right there.
I hate it.
We're on, baby.
We're on, baby.
We are on, and I'm about to go in my Spice Girls chat room that I absolutely love.
That sound reminds me, and I was told Kira this off air, was when you called someone and you didn't get the number, and it was that gosh-awful feedback sound.
Why did it have to be so loud and deafening?
I don't know. Like, it could have just quietly been like, beep-bop-boop, sorry, your number cannot be reached. Instead, it's that crazy, like, radar sound.
So angry.
So loud.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I hated that one. That one came back to me, too. But once you were in AOL and sweetly, sweetly connected, here are some sounds that you might hear while you were there.
Welcome. You've got mail.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Someone just came online.
You've got pictures.
Yes.
File's done.
What was that?
Goodbye.
The slam?
Yeah.
The slam is, like, on your AIM friends list.
Yeah.
Someone signed off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Nah,
so no sad problem. If it was your crush.
Oh, my gosh.
Where'd he go? He didn't even say bye.
That's crazy.
I'm left to think about it for the rest of the day. Oh, this is such a stroll. And then, I didn't have a Nokia. Did you?
No.
Apparently, they were indestructible. You could literally throw them off a fifth-floor balcony, and they would survive.
That, I'm pretty sure I did know, just because I'm pretty sure my dad had one and would constantly throw them.
Yes.
Like, no big deal. Drop them. Not a big deal.
They don't make phones like that anymore.
No,
it was
no.
Literal brick. So for all my Nokia users.
Yeah, that sounds so familiar. It's killing me. Ugh.
Why does that sound like the bagpipes of ringtones?
Why was everything so techno? I mean, I get it. We were new to technology, but everything was so techno-y.
Seriously. And Logan, we looked for this sound because we both know it very well, but we couldn't find it on YouTube. So we both had ringback ringtones.
Yeah, but...
But if you didn't pay, like, whatever it was, $3.99 to renew it, then it would be, please enjoy this music while your party is reached.
And then Beethoven would come on, and you would just be, like, fist pumping to, like, Beethoven or Mozart or something.
It was so bad.
What was that?
So bad.
That classical song, though, it was a bop. Everybody knew it.
Everybody knew it because everybody let their ringback ringtone expire.
We're going to have to figure out what it was called.
We are. I'm sure it's a very popular concerto.
Concerto? You stopped talking instead of continuing to go because you wanted me to recognize your use of the word concerto.
Concerto. What? My mom was a music teacher. Does it show or something? Okay, so if you have any nostalgic sounds to add to our list, we're having a lot of fun over here. So if you want to join in on the fun, please give us a call at 603-749-0975. We do actually have an extra pair of tickets to see Jared Neiman at the Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, which is a fantastic venue to enjoy live music. Not a bad seat in the house. So if you want to play along, 603-749-0975 is our number. We are talking nostalgic sounds that this generation, baby Gwen, I'm talking to you, they will never, ever hear. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ.
Yeah. Number one for
for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So Logan and I were just talking about nostalgic sounds that the current generation, the one growing up right now, will never hear. For example, the AOL dial-up sound or the Nokia ringtone. Do you have any to add to our list? It can also be an old-timey jingle that lives rent-free in your brain. 603-749-0975 is our number. Welcome to the show, Tyler.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Do you have a nostalgic sound that you wanted to bring to our attention?
I missed the first part of your segment, but any of the, like, Nintendo 64 or Nintendo GameCube, like, opening, seems like once you turn the console on.
Yeah, I love that you said that. I knew some video gamers were going to call because, like, that is such a... They're iconic sounds of starting the experience.
Yeah, I mean, up the Nintendo 64 or GameCube for Christmas or birthday or whatever. It was like all of our first video game consoles.
And it just unlocks such a nice memory. It, like, you're hearing that sound, you're like, yeah, I'm about to have some fun for way too many hours in a row.
Absolutely.
I'm going to double down on this and say, like, just the overall, like, Mario soundtrack.
Happy.
Like, every 90s kid knows that sound. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a video gamer. You know that little jingle, and I'm fearful that 10 years from now, or even right now, people don't know what that's from.
That's a sad thought.
Yeah.
Like, I'm picturing Mario jumping up and hitting the mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Unlocking a coin. Hey, thanks so much for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, do you have any to add to our list? This is fun. 603-749-0975. We are talking about nostalgic sounds or jingles that the current generation will never hear. We feel sad for them for that. 603-749-0975 is our number on 97.5 WOK. Number one. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Earlier on the show, we were talking about those nostalgic sounds that the generation, the current one that's growing up now, like Baby Gwen, will never ever hear. And it's a little sad. I mean, they could always look it up on the YouTube, but it's not the same. We were wondering if you have any to add to our list. 603-749-0975 is our number if you'd like to chime in. Hello, thank you for holding. You're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
So this one's random, but do you remember, like, the awesome Meyer Wiener jingle that they used to put on the show all the time? Like, all the time after every show, it would be an Oscar Mayer commercial.
No.
And that has lived rent-free in my head.
Can you sing it a little for us?
One that's like, if my baloney had a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney had a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me, why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Yep, confirmed. That's a bop. Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Hello. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ashley from Barrington again. Good morning.
What's up, Ash?
Not Elizabeth Logan.
It's not Elizabeth Ashley or Ashley Elizabeth.
I got it right today. Ain't no thing. Why are we revisiting the past?
Because it was funny.
So one that I don't know if it's already been said, but the Nextel walkie-talkie beep.
I didn't have a Nextel, but I had friends that did, and it's an unmistakable beep.
It is an unmistakable beep. The second one I was going to say is the voice of Peter Jennings.
Who's Peter Jennings?
I don't know. I have to tell you the truth.
The news anchor, one of the most famous news anchors ever.
I'll take your word for it. I'll YouTube it.
I can't believe you guys really don't know Peter Jennings.
No, I'll be honest. All that's in my head right now is the... Bop It, Twist It. Like, I've been thinking of Bop It
That's
for the
hilarious.
Past 20 minutes.
I love Bop It.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Jerry Springer's sign-off message?
Which is,
I can't remember.
Yeah, you put us on the spot. I turned it right around, Elizabeth Ashley.
Yeah, you did. It's take care of yourselves and each other.
That's it. Ash, thanks for this call.
Fun.
And you know what?
Thanks,
take care
guys.
Of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, girl.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks.
Okay, we're still taking your calls on this at 603-749-0975 on 97.5 WOKQ. That is the weekend vibe we need right now. Kenny Chesney, Uncle Cracker, When the Sun Goes Down on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and it's almost time for Second Date Update. That is coming up next on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and it's also time for a brand new episode of Second Date Update. Brought to you by New England Furniture on Route 11 in Farmington. Shall we? Let's go.
So you went out on a date, and it felt really right. Should have locked that thing down. Now they're nowhere inside. Was it what you said? You were left on red. It's not fair. It just ain't right. Yeah, you want a second date. Kira and Logan are here to help you. That's right.
All right. We do have Benji online, too. Do you mind bringing him up, Logan?
Got it.
Okay. Hi, Benji, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey.
Hey, welcome to Second Date Update. We're Kira and Logan in the morning.
Thank you so much.
What's going on with Georgia?
Georgia?
Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, boy, I love when stories start with an ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, so my cousin actually set me up with Georgia. They work together at this spa. It's in Bedford.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Georgia's a massage therapist, and she gives, like, facials and things like that. And, yeah, I really love her vibe, and she's kind of like a spiritual type girl, and like, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if she had crystals and cast spells and stuff.
Okay, crystal girl.
little witchy.
Yeah, a little witchy.
We like it.
So we had been texting on and off for a few weeks because my cousin gave me her number.
Okay.
And one night she called me on FaceTime, and I think she'd had a few glasses of wine. I don't know how many, but it was the first time I heard her voice.
And it was on a FaceTime? Savage.
Yeah. But it was good, though, because she had this really calming, relaxing, soothing voice that kind of just put me at ease. And honestly, like, it kind of, I don't know, turned me on a little bit.
Whoa. Sure, sure.
Okay.
And she was flirting and was like, so when are you going to take me out? And she was like, I don't want to be, like, texting buddies.
Yeah.
Basically, she was like, do you want to go out or not?
I love this Georgia girl.
And I was like, surprised because she was being really forward, but I also really liked it, and I was like, yeah, absolutely, I'd love to hang out, like, when and she was like, tomorrow, and I was like, okay, cool, how about you come over to my place, and I'll cook you dinner, and we can finish that bottle of wine you got into. And yeah. She was like, well, the bottle's finished, but I'll bring another one. So I was like, okay, great. So yeah, she came over, we had dinner, I cooked her my chicken parm with my mom's recipe, and that always hits. She brought red wine, we got into that, and we're talking about her work, and she's like talking up her massage skills and how, like, I've never had a massage like hers and she's the best ever. And I was like, okay, well,
I'll take one
and I'll believe it when I feel it. And she was like, okay, let's do it. And she gave me like a 20 minute rub down. She said that I have to like book an appointment to get the full hour or whatever, which is fair, but I was super relaxed, and she really does give an amazing massage.
Did you
and
get the Robert Kraft special?
Oh my God.
I don't know what that means, but I'm scared.
Like, any bonus at the end?
There was no bonus at the end.
Okay.
All right, maybe you have to book the appointment for that.
Yeah, well, you know, it was the first day, you know, so. But, you know, she's like really strong hands for such a petite girl.
Sure.
So then we had like another glass of wine, and we just chilled, and we finished off the bottle. And then she said she had worked in the morning, so she left. But we had such a great time, and I was so certain that this would be kind of like the start of something. But it's been a week and a half, and I haven't gotten any response from her, so it's obviously not feeling that way anymore.
Mm.
And I know that I could like book an appointment with her with the spa, but I don't know. It seems like stalkerish.
I completely agree. That sounds stalkerish.
Yeah, like, hey, you're not texting me back, so I knew I could find you here.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling that, but I do want to just know what's going on.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, of all the dates that we've had on Second Date Update, this might be the one that I think should get a second date the most.
Why do you feel that way, Logan?
Well, the fact that she gave you a 20-minute massage and then she hung around after, like, she could have been like, all right, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm leaving, if she wasn't interested. But you said that she stuck around and you guys finished the bottle of wine after. So, like, clearly she was enjoying her time, spending time with you. And not, I don't mean this in an appropriate way, but, like, also touching you. Like, everything was a green flag.
Yeah, it felt great. That's why I'm so confused and bummed out.
I feel confident about this one.
You do?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to take it down a peg. No, I'm just kidding. So, Benji, I think you've heard the segment before. You mentioned that in your submission, but we're going to play a few songs. We're going to grab Georgia's number, and we're going to ask her what's going on and why she hasn't got back to you in a week and a half, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're hoping that it's a big misunderstanding, whatever's going on, we can get to the bottom of it and send you two on a second date that we would be happy to pay for. So, good luck, Benji.
Thank you.
Second date update on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, and it is time, my friend, for part two of second date update. All right, we did get a hold of Georgia. She has agreed to come on the line, or on the show, rather. She is on the line to talk about her date with Benji. Hi, Georgia. Welcome.
Hi. This is so weird. Okay, hi.
Hi.
It's not weird.
It's it might be weird for her. It's not weird for us.
Well, it's your pals, Kira and Logan. We're going to be pals by the end of this, maybe.
Yeah, yes, that we are. True. So we talked to you a little bit off the air about this, but we're calling about Benji. We heard you gave him an excellent top-notch rub down and then never called him again. What's that about?
Okay, so yes, I did. I'm a licensed esthetician. I'm a licensed massage therapist. There was nothing weird. There were no little happy endings or anything like that.
Good to know.
I want to get that off because people, you know, get impressions and it's hard enough. You know, that's something I deal with my work. But did he tell you what he made me do before?
No, what did he make you do?
So he was really sweet about it and he was kind of embarrassed, which was sort of adorable. And he was like, I just need to warn you, as he was taking off his shirt, he was like, I'm pretty hairy. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I mean, again, I'm an esthetician. I take people's body hair off for a living. That's part of what I do. Sure. I was like, it's fine, no problem. So he took off his shirt and it was like...
Gorilla?
It was like so very much hair. I've never seen anything like that. And I've been in this business for a minute.
Okay. Yeah. So that was the thing. He's a super hairy guy.
But he did warn you. He had the self-awareness to warn you.
He did warn me, but that's not the thing.
Oh, what's the thing?
Well, I just was like, wow, you're really hairy. He's like, yeah, you know, my ex used to narrow my back for me, but then when we broke up, you know, it's hard to do it for yourself. And I don't really want to go get it taken care of because I guess he hasn't been serious with anybody or whatever. And he was like, you know what? I still have some nair in the bathroom. You know, would you mind? Would you just do it for me right now?
Shut up.
Yeah, he asked me to nair his back.
So?
On a first date is crazy.
On a first date.
So what'd you say?
Well, I was so taken aback in the moment. It was just like, and I couldn't think of a reason not to. So I just kind of sucked it up and I did it.
Wait,
time out.
Yeah, I did.
Isn't nair the thing that like you wipe on and then like literally a second later you wipe it right off and all of your hair is magically gone?
It has to cook for a couple of minutes and it smells like death on a stick. But yeah, burns. That's what it is.
I've done it. It burns.
This is a construction job. This is a big job.
We didn't tell you this, but Monkey Man Benji's on the other line. Baboon.
No.
We can call him Baboon Benji.
No, don't do that.
No, listen, I'm on his side. I think I'm on his side right now. So we're going to bring him in, Georgia, if you're cool with that, and just let him say his piece.
Oh, God, I feel so bad right now. Oh, my God.
Benji, you there?
Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
don't feel bad.
I do, though.
No, I just liked you, and I wanted to see you again, but, you know, you weren't answering my text, so I thought these guys could help me out, and I really hope you didn't feel forced to nair my back. I mean, we'd had a few glasses of wine, and like, I probably shouldn't have said it. You definitely could have said no. I would have totally understood.
Yeah, but like, it surprised me so much. I just didn't know what to say, and like, I mean, you did need it, so.
Yeah, I did need it, and I'm sorry, but I was kind of joking when I suggested it, but then you were like, you didn't even hesitate. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure, let's go for it.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't tell you this or tell the entire world this on the radio, but I'm not always as good at setting boundaries as I need to be. So I just was like, okay, like I'm working on it.
George, I have a question for you. Were you turned off by how hairy the back was?
It was surprising. No, I wouldn't say I was turned off because again, I'm just used to it. Like I'm used to it at work, so it was just. I mean, I wasn't turned on. I wasn't like woohoo.
yay, lots of hair. It didn't bother me in that area of my life one way or the other.
Gotcha.
Georgia, I know it was kind of different for Benji to ask, and to Benji's side, you know, it was kind of a half-kidding ask and you know, tipsy after a couple glasses of wine ask. You know, does it feel like something you can get past the naring of the back? I mean, it could be nice, a nice weekly activity. I don't know how often you nair. I did it once. It burns so bad. I'll never do it again.
Did it?
Oh, yeah.
Take it from the esthetician. You probably left it on a little too long.
Well, I didn't have a helping hand, and Benji has you. So would you be interested in nairing him some more?
I think that you can pay somebody to wax that mess. Here's the thing. Benji, I'm really sorry. I hope I didn't sound like I was making fun of you. You seem like a really good guy. You're funny, and you're smart. And also, you know, you're Kaylee's cousin, and you're crazy. And she's crazy, and she's a nutball, and I love her. Just because I'm not going to do that for you anymore. I mean, as long as you don't ask me to do that for you anymore, then I don't know.
I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable, and you can always tell me, like, no to anything if you don't want to do something.
This is healthy.
Okay, see, this is a good guy. Yeah, no, I'm not going to mess this up. No. Yeah, totally. I'll go back out with him.
Awesome.
Excellent.
I love it. And Benji, if you need a homie to get in there and nair you, dude, you know, say the word. I'm there.
I might pick you up on that.
I got you.
Kind of weird he's volunteering. But anyways.
Someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. All right. We haven't had a win on Second Date Update in a while.
Feels good. I told you I had a good feeling.
This really feels good. So we're going to take the rest of this conversation off the air, find a date that works best for you for your second date. And we wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you
so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. Feel like I have to apologize again for my the sound of my voice.
It's really not that bad.
You don't think?
No.
Maybe do you want me to mess up my voice so we can talk silly together?
I would like that very much. Thank you. Yeah, I guess to me it sounds weird, but if it's not so noticeable, whatever demons are working its way out of my body, now it's in my nose.
Yeah.
So yesterday it was my throat, now it's my nose.
I can't wait for them to come over here to my body.
I hope not. I'll keep my distance. It's not great time for me to be a mucus queen because I have a bachelorette party this weekend. We're going to Algonquin. I'm celebrating the upcoming wedding nuptials of one of my closest friends that I've been tight with since we were in the sixth grade, baby.
Algonquin? Are you going to go to the piano bar? Should I just surprise everyone and show up?
Should you?
Oh.
Shirtless? I don't know.
At the front porch. I'll see you there.
Okay. We are actually going there.
I bet you are.
Yeah. So we're very excited. I've been heavily involved in the planning process, which I was happy to do for one of my oldest friends. You know, longest time.
Sure.
Friends,
sure.
Not like that she's old.
I get it.
Okay. But I have noticed some behaviors in my fellow bridesmaids that I'm just like, guys, can we just rise to the occasion?
They being fun suckers?
Well,
what's happening?
It's just a little bit of like, you know, their own, like, I don't really want to do that.
So when you're saying that, what's the example?
Different activities. So when I was venting to you about this, I used the zip lining activity.
Okay.
And then I reflected and I said, you know what? Some people are really scared of heights.
Okay.
They don't want to put themselves in a situation.
Sure, good self-reflection.
So, like, okay, you have the right to be like, I don't really want to do that, but I'll definitely come for moral support and be like the photographer.
Sure.
A lot of girls, most girls said that.
Cool. Good for them.
So we're actually not doing that because only two of us wanted to do it. So, but we are doing, one of my other friends is coming to our Airbnb and she's teaching a workout class.
Cool.
Eliza, who, you know, this bride knows because we all went to high school together. So it's really fun. And some of the other bridesmaids are like, I don't want to work out.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I didn't come to this, like, I want to, like, lie around and drink.
Ugh.
Like, I don't, why would I didn't come here for exercise.
Yeah, this is a bit frustrating.
That's what I think.
Because it's the bride's trip.
That's what she wants to do.
You gotta do what the bride wants.
And make it fun for yourself. Whatever.
However, the other end of the spectrum is like, all right, don't do it because if you force someone to do something they don't want to do, they're going to, it's going to, can I say suck? It's going to suck anyway.
Can you say suck? You just said suck.
It's going to stink. It's going to stink. So I remember on my batch party on the last night, I was ripping and ready to go out. I wanted to hit it hard.
Did you?
And half of my squad did and half of my squad didn't.
Why, they were sleepy boys?
Half of them were. We were golfing all day. We were drinking all day.
And they were sunburnt and toasted.
Yeah. And I remember being like a little ticked off. Like, fellas, I want to go drink, which means we go drink.
Yes.
And instead of having that,
my weekend.
Instead of having that mentality, I was just like, who wants to go? Three of us? Let's go. And we left. And like, because if I forced those other six guys to come,
they wouldn't even be fun.
They would have been in one of the guys who ended up coming, because he was like, I just, you know, I feel like obligated to be there. He was outside on the porch.
Sleeping?
Like just hanging out.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you know, you should have just stayed home. So maybe think of it that way, but you're right. People should be rising to the occasion, I think, for the bride or the groom.
I think, like, it shouldn't be a dictatorship, right? Like, it shouldn't be people doing things that make them uncomfortable or things they really don't want to do, you know? But, like, you had a reasonable request. It's our last night here, guys. Can we go out? That's what I want. I want to be out with my boys.
And I feel like a workout class is pretty reasonable. It's not zipline. Ziplining, I was against you. I was like, nah, girls don't want to do that. Don't let
girls
them.
Don't want to do that. Yeah, but like the workout class, and it's the first night. We just got there, so it's not like we're going to be drinking all day. We just got there.
And it's 45 minutes.
Exactly.
Pump it up with Eliza. What's it called? Pump up?
Kick it.
Kick it. Kick it with Eliza.
Yeah. So I'm just like, Let's rally around the bride. It's the only, she doesn't ask much. She's not a bridezilla. Like, let's just do what she wants to do for one weekend.
Yeah, I'm with you.
She's not being unreasonable.
I'm with it.
So yeah, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Hopefully none of my fellow brides. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira plus Logan in the AM. So tomorrow, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Hopefully it doesn't rain. WOKQ's Chowder Fest. So we will have a presence there, very exciting, a table. And I have to say, we have some really great merch right now. We got the t-shirts. We got those chip clips. They're also a magnet. We got koozies coming out of every which way. And we will have an enter to win box for Preston Cooper tickets. Ginny Rogers is going to be representing 97.5 WOKQ. She's also going to be a judge, which is something that Logan has done.
I'm devastated. I have to tell you the truth. I haven't said this. I'm devastated. I love the Chowder Fest.
This is your gig.
I love the Chowder Fest. I think it's the summer kickoff, even though 70% of the time it's a little cloudy and rainy. But hey, that's spring for you.
Yeah, it is.
It's the summer kickoff in Portsmouth. It's right on the Piscataqua River.
It's a tough one.
You know, we say that all the time, and somehow it's still a hard river to announce.
It's really tough.
At any rate, it's beautiful in Prescott Park, and the restaurants that participate are amazing, and it's just like a perfect going into summer event to just sample 15 chowders.
And it's so fun for the family, you know, to like be outside.
There's
for
music,
the day.
And face painting.
Oh, face painting.
Yeah, they do bubbles and stuff. It's fun for me. I mean, the kids.
it's one of my favorite days. So we will be there. 97.5 WOKQ. I have a table. If you're going to be there, don't be a stranger. Stop by, say hi, grab a trinket, and enjoy the day and enjoy some delicious chowder from some of the finest chowderies in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Chowderies.
Yeah.
That was fun.
As it came out of my mouth, I was like, that's not a word.
It's a word. It's a word today.
It's a word today. Okay, so yeah, check it out. And more info on who will be there and slinging chowder is on our 97.5 WOKQ app. But without any further ado, it is time. We have one more pair of tickets. No, that's a lie. Okay, but it doesn't matter. We're giving away Chase Rice tickets right now with Can't Beat Logan because it is a Flip It Fry.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to call 603-749-0975 to play Logan for Chase Rice tickets. Would you like these? Then you have to call. Look at you. You're doing as you're told. You're calling. I see it. 603-749-0975. We play Can't Beat Logan in less than 10 on 97.5 WOKQ. Hey!
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Ready, set, here we go. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
What's up, Kayla?
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
I heard you're at work.
I am.
How's that going?
It's pretty good. I just got here, so I don't think anyone will be mad that I'm on the radio.
I mean, hopefully not. It's already happening.
Riddle me this.
Yep.
Kayla, where are you in work? Are you at, like, a cubicle? Are you around the corner? Are you in the conference room?
Luckily, I have an office, so I shut the door.
Okay.
Oh, she's on an important call. Nobody bother her.
She's got her own office. Kayla's a baller.
Boss lady Kayla, if you don't mind being the boss here and kicking Logan out, I think he'll do as he's told.
All right, Logan, can you please leave?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, he ma'amed you. We don't really like that, by the way. Okay. This is a battle of pop culture, which you get more right than Logan, you win. If you tie, you still have to say the phrase of shame. But you will be walking away with a pair of tickets to see Chase Rice on Hampton Beach
How does all that sound, Kayla?
That sounds awesome. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Let's get started. Let's have some fun. Question one. So Dolly Parton said in a recent interview that she eats a certain food every single day. Is that food potatoes, peaches, or broccoli?
Potatoes.
Okay. Question number two. I hate myself for doing a sports question. I don't know why I did this. But anyways, Aaron Rodgers just signed a one-year deal with which NFL team, excuse me? Was it the Broncos, the Chiefs, or the Steelers?
Steelers.
Okay. And finally, it is National Donut Day. Happy holidays to all those who celebrate. What donut chain had the mustached man who said it's time to make the donuts? In the commercials.
I don't know. Is there multiple choice on this one?
No. Just name a donut chain that you know.
Krispy Kreme?
I know
that's not right.
Okay, that's okay. Krispy Kreme. I'm waving Logan back in. Let's not give anything away because he will hear. But how do you think you did?
I did not get the last one right. Hopefully my guessing skills are good.
Okay. So she's not feeling super confident.
What'd you guess?
I mean, she's not going to tell you. She's not crazy.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Okay, Logan, you have to yell at me. Here we go. Dolly Parton said in a recent interview that she eats a certain food every single day. Is that food potatoes, peaches, or broccoli?
Potatoes, peaches, or broccoli. Oh, man, every part wants to say peaches. Peaches.
You want to say peaches?
I want to say peaches.
Because of her peaches, huh?
Is it potatoes?
It's potatoes.
Damn it! I was stuck between them. What'd she say over there, Kayla?
She said potatoes.
Nice job, Kayla.
Yeah. Okay, I told Kayla this too. I hate myself for doing a sports question, but here's a sports question.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers just signed a one-year deal with which NFL team?
Wait, I don't know this.
Ha! Broncos, Chiefs, Steelers.
I mean, he was gonna sign with the Steelers. There was like rumors of it, so let's go with lock it in. I'm sure that came to fruition.
Fruition. Did it come to fruition? Kayla said Steelers. Logie said Steelers. Steelers is correct.
Yeah, cool.
Yes.
Nice.
Didn't know if it was official.
Good job, you two.
That was a big guess.
it was a big guess, and it was a good guess.
Yeah, it was.
The best kind of guesses. Hey, Logan, happy National Donut Day.
Oh, you as well.
To you and yours.
We are at 292 Middle Road in Dover. If anybody wants to drop a couple off, I'll take a chocolate glazed.
And I will take a vanilla frosted. What donut chain has had the mustache man in all the commercials who said it's time to make the donuts?
What? That's the question? There's no multiple choice here?
Yeah, what donut chain had the guy with the mustache who said it's time to make the donuts?
It could be Dunkin', but let's roll with Heavenly.
Heavenly! Logan said Heavenly, and Kayla said Krispy Kreme.
Oh.
It's Dunkin', you guys.
It is Dunkin'?
Yeah.
What?
Show me this mustache, man.
Oh my god, Google it, dude.
I don't need to. I am Logan. I am from Portsmouth and I cannot beat Kayla.
Number one for the country, 97.5 WOKQ. Hello, we are Kira and Logan in the morning. We are so glad you're here. We hope that you are as happy and as full of glee as we are that it is a Friday. Is this the longest week? I mean, like, totally.
You and I have had one.
I thought Wednesday was Friday. I thought Thursday was Friday. It's good that it's actually Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have some strong opinions that have been stated on the internet by various internet people. And I want to know if you believe these opinions to hold some validity and truth.
Okay.
Or if you think they're just ridiculous hot takes that people are saying to try to get attention.
All right.
Because that's what people do on the internet. Try to get attention. Okay. Hot take, strong opinion number one. Do you agree with this, Logan?
Let me hear it.
Putting your flashers on during a thunderstorm screams to the world you're a terrible driver.
Agreed. agreed 90% of the time. 90% of the time. There was literally one instance. If my wife is listening, she'll text me and be like, she's going to be like, you're so right. There was one instance on the highway. There was a spot thunderstorm that came down so hard. And everyone put the flashers on because it was so bad.
But sometimes you truly can't see.
But the issue is, if you put in the flashers on and then you start slowing down,
yeah,
like that's screwing the people behind you. You could cause an accident behind you. At any rate, to answer your question, yes, for the most part, you put the flashers on during a thunderstorm, grow up. You're fine. Just keep driving.
Oh, my God. Well, I put the flashers on during a snowstorm. Should I grow up?
Yeah, I mean, again, there are outliers. So a huge, huge, huge thunderstorm, yeah, put those puppies on.
Mm-hmm.
But like a regular thunderstorm, what? Just keep driving.
Okay.
Keep driving.
All right, that's fair. So you agree with that?
I do.
Okay, strong opinion number two. Let's see if you feel this way. If you post vacation pics while you're on vacation, you're not truly relaxing.
Again, I'm going to do like a 90% agree. A 90% agree. I don't... Unless you're like posting them real quick, you toss it up. Like, I'll do that.
Or, on the story?
Yeah, like the story. Or even just like a no caption post. Like, you just post pictures real quick. Like, yeah. I remember on my road trip that Missy and I did, I literally just went, my captions were New Hampshire to Arizona. And then I just dumped like a bunch of photos in there.
Photo dump. But yeah. You did that while you were on vacation.
Yeah.
Were you not relaxing?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going through and hand-picking, if you're taking like a photo shoots.
Mm. That's work.
God bless.
Yes.
That's too much. It's too much.
It's too much. Okay, strong opinion number three. These be fighting words.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ketchup is childish. Mayo is the adult condiment.
Whoa.
What? Sorry, I shouldn't reveal how I feel about that.
I'm close. I'm close to that.
What?
Dude, mayo is good, but it's so fatty and oily. Have you seen the video where it's like all oil and like an egg? And they're like, this is what mayonnaise is.
I'm not a mayonnaise girl.
Really?
No.
Mayonnaise is good.
I mean, I like it like mixed for an aioli, but I don't like it straight up. And I'm not like extra mayo on a sandwich.
Oh, I'll throw that on a sub. Are you kidding me? At any rate, no, I disagree with this. I mean, ketchup isn't childish. I put those puppies on my egg sandwiches.
However, Baby Gwen, if you told her like she could just eat ketchup for the day, she would be delighted.
50 packets of ketchup.
Yeah, exactly. What's that? Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Big Daddy. Okay, I don't even have to say this one because I know how you feel. I'm gonna say it. This is a strong opinion that... could have been written by Logan.
What is it?
Reply all should be banned from email.
Oh, I hate it. I could go on and on about this. Don't reply all.
He feels so passionate.
Because, like, what? Listen, if somebody can company email, blah, 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 was amazing. They're the employee of the month. Awesome. I don't need 30 emails of congratulating them. Just reply to that individual person and congratulate them.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you feel like it's a bit showy. It's just like...
It's two things. One, it's fake. It's fake. You're replying all to show everyone that you're doing the right thing.
100p.
Like, if you really wanted to congratulate someone, you would just email them or message them on Teams or something like that. And then the second thing is, it's just confusing. So, like, there are times where you have to reply all to make sure everybody needs to know that information. But if I'm on an email thread and there's four people on it and it's a, you know, a three-person conversation, I'm just the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just going to get lost in my inbox.
It's true.
It's...
I have a hard enough time keeping track of my emails.
I know. How many you got in your inbox? Give me over or under 4,000.
I don't have my email open during
over
the show.
Under,
I'm being present with you.
Over or under 7,000.
Wouldn't you like to know? Obviously over. Okay. This is running kind of long, but I'm having a nice time.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you one more.
Sure.
Okay. People who say, let's circle back, are just buying time because they're not prepared.
1,000% true. I love it.
And now
I'm thinking of the times that I say, let's circle back. Either they're not prepared or, and this is, I guess, I'm thinking in my instance, you just don't want to talk about it.
Right.
You're hoping the other person forgets. I remember a specific conversation that I have had with perhaps a supervisor.
Here. Yeah.
And I was like, let's just, how about we circle back on that?
And
we never bring it up again.
In the back of your mind, you're hoping it just never comes back up.
Correct.
Yeah. So true. It seems like you agree with almost all these strong opinions.
Hey, you know me. Strong opinion Sherwood. That's what they call me.
That is what they call you. If any of these resonated with you, triggered you, perhaps, feel free to give us a call to discuss 603-749-0975. We are number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan, in the morning. Tis the season, my friend.
For what?
To go on trips.
That's right.
And I know that people feel passionately about not leaving their furry friends behind. A lot of people like to include their pets in the family vacays if they're able to do so.
You know it.
So I have five questions that one should ask themselves before deciding to travel with their pet. Okay. Do you want to go through these with me?
I would love nothing more.
Question number one, are the accommodations pet friendly? Feels a little obvious, right? You got to make sure that the hotel or the Airbnb is pet friendly.
Of course.
Before, or that they are going to make your pet feel welcome with beds, treats,
wow,
other amenities.
Well, that's extra.
Some hotels do go above and beyond.
That's crazy.
And
yeah,
they really pride themselves in being like, yeah, we want you to bring your dogs. Because they know that people want to do
that.
True.
That's true.
Okay, question number two. Would my pet enjoy this destination, right?
It's a good point.
Are they just going to be schlepped along and, like, not that happy to be there? Are they comfortable in new environments and around strangers in crowded areas?
You sound like an expert.
Sound like that.
Sounding like an expert right now.
I know. You'd think I had a dog. Question number three. This is what you should ask yourself if you're deciding to travel with your pet. Is the weather safe and comfortable for my pet? Ooh, that's
weather.
True. Especially in the summer, you have to be mindful about things like heat exposure, other risks.
True. Okay. You're going out west in the summer, maybe not the best idea to bring the dog.
Oh, that's dehydration station,
you're
my
right,
guy.
You're right.
We can't have it. Question number four.
Sure.
Can I bring everything they need to keep them safe and happy while they're away from home?
As in,
like if you're
like
flying,
all their goodies.
Yeah, if you're flying, like are you going to be able to bring like,
crate, dog bed, the food,
exactly,
the treats for 2 weeks of food,
like 100%.
Food's heavy.
So or if you're not going to travel with the food, are you prepared to go buy the food where you're going? These are all the logistics you got to think of.
When we did our road trip, which we did with the dogs, I remember packing up the dog stuff and yeah, it was a lot, but most importantly, I'm packing up the food and I was like, How much weight and food do we bring? Granted, we have two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them's a fatso.
That's rude.
So it was like a whole box of giant thing of food. And I was like, wow, this is a lot of space for you too.
Yeah,
but
it's
we
tough.
Had to do it.
You got to do what you got to do for your boys.
Correct.
And then finally, the last question, a very important one, is there access to vet care if you needed it? Right?
This is wrong. On our 10-day road trip, never even thought of it. How
Logan.
Crazy is that?
Logan.
That's Kira, that's a really good point. Like I said, I know you're getting this list from someone else, not you, but great list.
Okay, well, how
expert,
do you know that?
Because you told me. That's a great part of it. Can a little personal tidbit?
Love tidbits.
When you go to a national park or you go somewhere and it says pet friendly, look up what that means. Because when we went to the Smokies, in Tennessee, everywhere I read, one of the most pet-friendly national parks ever. So dog-friendly. Everyone has their dogs. I'm like, oh, perfect.
Love that.
Well, guess what? Around the area is pet-friendly. Gatlinburg, Tennessee, around the Smokies, absolutely. You can't bring them on trails in the national park. So it's...
That should be listed somewhere.
It should be listed everywhere. We got there and we're planning these big peaks inside the national park. And...
Were you so disappointed?
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, the good thing is like around the Smokies, like there were a ton of trails that we could do. There's a lot of bears in the area. And I think that is the biggest issue with dogs in the Smokies is that there are a ton of black bears.
That would be a vacation ruiner to watch your dog get gobbled up by a black bear.
Yeah, I will say that there's a drive in the Smokies. We're digressing way too much, but you put the windows down. It's like a 5 to 10 mile drive, and everyone goes 10 miles an hour so slow. And our dogs are like head out of the window, and we saw black bears, and they're like,
oh my God.
They were kind of barking, but also they're kind of like, that's a big dog. I don't think we should mess with that one.
That's a real big dog.
Yeah.
And she don't look friendly. So, after we've reviewed this list, we're wondering how you feel about it. Do you feel like it's worth it to travel with your pets? Do you have a success story of taking a road trip or traveling on a plane with your pet and it went really well? Or on the other end of the spectrum?
A failure. A miserable. Like, why did we even bring the pet? We had to turn around and bring him home.
It went so poorly. You looked at your partner and you said, we're never doing this again. It's just not worth it. 603-749-0975 is our number if you want to chime in. We actually have an extra pair of tickets to see Jared Neiman in Derry, New Hampshire. If you want to tell us your opinions or your tales about traveling with your pets, we would love to hear that at 603-749-0975. And time really flies when you're yapping. It's time for that Morgan Wallen contest code. Holy smokes.
I have it. I'm ready.
Okay, ready? Go ahead.
Oh, it's 7-3
six, seven, three, six, 736. That is your Morgan Wallen contest code. Enter that in the app right now.
Good luck from 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So Logan and I really love when you leave us voicemails on the 97.5 WOKQ app. We encourage that you do so often. You can always send us a message too, but the voicemails hit different because you can hear the inflection in the person's voice and the passion, and I feel like we're better able to like know what's going on and give sound advice. So Desiree left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app. We are going to listen to the dilemma that she is facing in her relationship, and then we're going to try to help a sister out. This is what she said.
I want to know if I'm overreacting. It bothers me that my boyfriend likes other girls' posts on social media. Like, is this something that is not a big deal, or is it disrespectful to me? Because it really bothers me, and I want to know if I'm overreacting or if it should be a big deal. It's always selfies. It's always like the sexy selfie picture.
Okay, that's the last part is so important to me. I'm curious to know what you think, Logan.
So there are outliers, and what I mean by that is there are the certain people in certain pictures that maybe you shouldn't be liking. Outside of those outliers, it's not that deep. Mm-hmm. It's not that deep. I'll like pictures from, you know, old friends from high school or college, and like there's no rhyme or reason to. I'll speak for myself. I don't know if I'm speaking for all the guys out there, but like, there's no rhyme or reason to what kind of mood I'm in when I'm on social media. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm on Instagram just to go and watch golf videos over and over and over and over again. Sometimes I do the scroll thing where I'm like, what are people up to? And sometimes I'll like photos. Like sometimes I'll be on Instagram for, you know, a half hour or whatever, just scrolling my phone, being lazy. And I'll like a bunch of photos. And sometimes I don't like any photos. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like, there will be a time where I will see a picture of someone that I haven't seen or heard from. I'm like, oh, I remember you. Click, double tap, like. Why? Because I know your name and I haven't seen or heard from you in 10 years, you know?
So do you believe, with that all that being said, that Desiree is overreacting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wholeheartedly. I like, chill out.
Really?
Because he's liking some girl's photo? It's, again, there are outliers. If this is an ex-girlfriend who's in a bikini pic bending over showing the booty thing, yeah, maybe that's a bit toxic.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, if it's a friend, a coworker, somebody went to college with, like, what's the big deal? I don't know.
I think if it really does bother her, she should be able to voice that to him, and it should be easy enough for him to not hit the double tap. It doesn't affect his life that much. And like,
oh, he has to change his ways?
Yeah.
She doesn't have to get it. It has to be. He has to stop liking girls' photos because he's in a relationship.
If they're like sexy, it sounds like they're always the sexy selfie.
Well,
he doesn't need to be doing that. Just look with your eyes and say, oh, I like that. Do you know what I mean?
It's valid.
You double tapping, whether or not it's you feel it's that deep or not.
I didn't hear sexy. I heard selfies. But you're right. If it is a sexy pic, like I said, the bikini.
You don't need to be letting that person know that you like that. You're in a relationship.
I will ride with that. Okay. But also there are times that like you like something and you're like, I don't even know. I just clicked it. It's just, you know.
I hear you that it's not that deep, but I think that she has the right to say, yeah, I mean, could you not do that? Just kind of makes me feel weird.
Like, sure.
And if he was like, no, I have to like these pictures. Okay, why do you have to like them? Why do you feel so strongly about it?
Again, this is, if it's a sexy pic, I'm with you. If it's a regular picture, then I'm gonna dig my heels in. Like, it's just recognizing, hey, I see you, you see me. We're maintaining some kind of connection through social media.
Okay. Well, I do not believe that Desiree is overreacting. It seems like Logan is leaning more towards she is overreacting. How do you feel? Do you feel like if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't be liking sexy pictures of the opposite sex on the social media?
Yeah, you're cranking the sexy pics up. I didn't know.
She said it. We could replay it. She said it.
I thought she just said selfies. I didn't hear sexy.
You want me to replay it? No. We're late.
I know. It's okay.
Okay. 603-749-0975 is our number. What do you think? Because Desiree wants some advice here. Is she overreacting or should she say something to the boy? 603-749-0975. Also, random caller who wants to chime in, we do have this one pair of extra tickets to see Jared Neiman. in Derry, New Hampshire at the Tupelo Music Hall. 603-749-0975. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOK. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira, it's Logan, it's the morning, and we're trying to help out our listener, Desiree. If you missed it, she left us a voicemail on our 97.5 WOKQ app. This is what she said.
I want to know if I'm overreacting. It bothers me that my boyfriend likes other girls' posts on social media. Like, is this something that is not a big deal? Or is it disrespectful to me? Because it really bothers me, and I want to know if I'm overreacting or if it should be a big deal. It's always selfies. It's always, like, the sexy selfie picture.
Okay, so we want to know what you think. Do you think Desiree is overreacting, or do you think her boyfriend doesn't need to be liking the sexy selfies from other people? Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who are we speaking with?
Ashley.
Ashley, what are your thoughts on what we're talking about?
Honestly, I think that if it's a sexy snap, she should not be, or he should not be liking them, and he should probably be respecting her thoughts. I actually had a situation like that where my boyfriend was liking sexy snaps.
Yeah.
I actually told him I did not like it, and he listened, and he stopped liking the snaps. So I think he should probably be respecting what she says, but she should also take into consideration, does he talk to her very much, and how often is she, like, he liking her photos?
Yeah, do they have any kind of connection? I also think there's a difference between if you're liking Megan Fox's, like, bikini pics as opposed to a girl that you went to high school with.
No, right, exactly. Like, I know he has, like, my boyfriend has, like, girls that he's, like, been friends with before we even got together, and he'll like photos of them, and that's totally fine. Like, I know you guys established a friendship before we were even together, like, that's fine. But if it's like bikini snaps and like, hey, I'm in my lingerie, I want you to be liking this, like, no, that's totally not cool.
Huh. That's intimate. Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on the same page with you, Ashley. Logan's got a weird look on his face, like he might not agree with us.
Well, I was just thinking about the Megan Fox thing, because, like, I almost disagree. Like, if I'm liking Megan Fox's photos, like, that, I'm purely liking that for the sex appeal. Mm-hmm. And, like, how is that better than liking someone I know who's in a bikini? Like, that, I'm not liking it because they're in a bikini. Like, I'm liking it because they just went to the beach and they went cliff jumping. Like, that's cool. Let me support that.
Right. But, like, I feel like it's more intimate when you know the person versus, like, a celebrity that you know you're never going to get with.
Megan Fox is getting hundreds of thousands of likes. So she's not, you're not, like, sending her that like as a symbol, like, hey, I like that. Like, she doesn't care. She doesn't know you. Like, this person knows you and sees, oh, he likes that. He likes me in a bikini. I know him.
So that, this is, I'm happy we're talking about this, because this is what I think is the issue. You and I, like, Kira, you're taking it as if the boy is liking the look of the girl and the body. I may be liking that photo because I'm supporting the fact that you went to Costa Rica and you're traveling the world. Not because of what you're wearing, but because of what you're doing.
I don't think most dudes are liking it for that reason.
Yeah, I have to agree. I don't think most dudes are. I mean, maybe. And that's why you have to have the conversation.
You know, I'm loving this call because I think this is, I really think that's what dudes are liking it on. I don't think that dudes are liking, at least I'll speak for me. Like, I'm not doing that to support. I've never liked a girl's photo because I'm like, that's a good outfit. You look good, you know? Like, it's about what you're doing, not what you're wearing. But girls think it's about what you look like. It's interesting.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of like society, though, too, for women.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Why we think that way.
Sounds like a toxic society. I have to tell you the truth. I'm sorry, ladies.
Yeah, we don't love it. We didn't create this environment. We just live in it.
Right, right.
Great call, Ashley.
So good to talk to you.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on it.
Would you like these Jared Neiman tickets?
Yes, that would be awesome.
You got them, girl.
Ooh, thank you.
Ooh. Okay, hold on a second. We're going to get your info.
Thank you.
Okay, if you had an opinion and you didn't get a chance to chime in, you can always shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're here at Logan in the morning. It is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies. Brought to you by Merchants Auto, excuse me, in Hooksett, New Hampshire. I'm going to add a call out.
What?
A call out to compliments, double downs, and apologies.
Who are you calling out?
So I don't know who it is, but.
What?
This morning, Logan had an English muffin, and he was looking for a spreadable on that. And I said, oh, I have this like almost full jar of almond butter in the kitchen. Help yourself. Logan goes in to look for it.
I did.
My almond butter jar is completely missing. There's all these expired peanut butters from 2013. Like, yeah, literally.
Terrible.
But somebody that we work with, so there's not that many people to choose from.
Correct, Kira.
Took off with my full jar of almond butter, which I don't need to tell you, it ain't cheap.
And you can take at least me off the list because I have no desire to steal almond butter. And
I think
also,
that's a crazy thing to do.
And also, I was looking for it. I was looking for it.
I know it was in that cabinet for sure, hand to God.
Maybe people are hearing that other people are going through desks and taking items, you know, and they're
like,
I
don't take items. I just look. I just look. I would never take off of someone's property.
Hey.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I get it. I get it. Except for that one ranch packet you stole.
Do you remember that day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I do remember that. Okay. This is different.
It is.
Don't you think this is different?
A whole jar of almond butter. And to your point, I mean, peanut butter is expensive, so I feel like almond butter is at least double it.
Almond butter is like peanut butter for Oprah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay.
I think it was the first jar of almond butter I've ever bought.
Did you even like it?
Not even that much. Right. But this is the principle
of the matter.
But
still, it's principle. Don't steal from my friend.
I think that's crazy. So if you're listening and you did take off with the almond butter, maybe you thought it belonged to someone who doesn't work here anymore. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I will give you an opportunity to just anonymously return it to its rightful place, and we'll be fine. We don't have to talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, just do the right thing.
Gosh.
And return the almond butter. Because that's stealing.
I hope we
and
find out.
Stealing is wrong.
I hope we find out.
I'm going to get the Dover PD involved. Anyways, what do you have, Logan?
I am doing a double down and a take back, which is going to sound really counterintuitive, but that's what's happening.
Yeah.
So I'm doubling down on the fact that guys don't like pictures. Most guys, and this is the double down part, guys don't like pictures on Instagram because they're looking at a girl's body or outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I think myself and a lot of guys will like a picture for one of two reasons. One, they're just mindlessly scrolling. They don't even know why. It's just habitual. Or two, they like the person or the activity or the environment. Like if I had a friend who was surfing in Costa Rica, but she was wearing a petite little bikini and I liked the photo, I assure you and my wife and everyone that I didn't like the photo because she was wearing an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. I liked it because she was surfing in Costa Rica.
Mm, you can say that for yourself. I believe that to
be
your truth.
That is my double down.
Yeah.
My walking back and taking back are, there probably are guys out there who are doing quite the opposite.
Probably.
Definitely guys out there who are doing the opposite. And they are liking the picture strictly because there is a busty, beautiful woman surfing in Costa Rica.
Busty. Yeah.
Like that word?
Yeah, I do. I didn't expect it.
At any rate, it's a double-edged sword. I learned a lot today about the difference between girls and guys on social media because I do think a lot of girls think that when guys in relationships like photos of other girls, it's because the girl's pretty. He's attracted to her. He liked the outfit. He liked the breasts popping. I don't know. I almost said some crazy stuff. But I try to defend the guys here because for me anyway, like, it's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even notice that. And if I notice that, that's not why I'm liking it. Like, it's because of the other factors. But it was interesting to hear, I forget who the caller was, Ashley, I believe.
Ashley, yes.
Her take on the whole thing was really similar to yours. And girls think, no, it really is about the look. It's
and for some guys, it is.
It's interesting to hear it from the other side.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I believe that to be your truth, Logan. I like that it was a double down and a take back combo platter.
Yeah. Did it make sense?
Yeah. If you were along for the journey, for sure. When you first said it, I was like, those things cancel each other out. So I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, on that note,
we out.
Jeannie Rogers is up next. Speaking of Jeannie, she's going to be at Chowder Fest tomorrow at Prescott Park in Portsmouth. So go see her. We have some really good merch right now. I'm just going to put that out there. And you can enter to win a pair of tickets to see Preston Cooper. So check us out in Portsmouth, Prescott Park tomorrow for WOKQ's Chowder Fest. And don't you forget it. All weekend long, baby. Who loves you?
We do.
97.5 WOKQ.